between Vayeshev Miketz and the beginning of Vayigash, we've been following the story of Yosef and the brothers. And as it builds, we understand what exactly he's trying to arrive at. Yosef is trying to get the brothers to realize they made a terrible mistake. In the process, there's coming and going back, bringing Binyamin. There's this whole build-up. And then what do you get to? Vayoma Yosef el achav ani Yosef. Ha'o davi chai. V'lo yochlu echav lanos oso ki nivhalu mipanav. Here it is, the moment of truth. The brothers have to face reality. The brothers have to face the fact that he was right, they were wrong. His dreams were legitimate. He wasn't the Russia they portrayed him to be. V'loyachlu echav lanos also. There was nothing they could say. So here it is, after the whole build-up, the whole drama. Ani Yosef, two words, he's got it. And then we read on in the next pasuk. Vayomer ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem osi mitzrayma v'ata al teyatzvu v'alichar b'neichem ki mechartem osi heina ki l'mich yoshlachani elokim lefneichem v'yishlacheni elokim lefneichem lasum lachem sheris ba'aretz olachios lachem lefleit agedola. And then again, v'ata lo atem shlachtem osi heina ki elokim. And then gets all excited, make the plans, bring Yaakov Avinu, bring the whole family. He reached the point of the tochacha. It was piercing and effective. They were stunned. In 1 second, their whole worldview would change. In 1 second, everything they thought about it. The fact that it never occurred to them that he could have been Yosef. It was so clear to them in the past that Yosef was wrong. His dreams couldn't come true. He could never be great. In one split second, all of that fell apart. And then, a whole change of tone. The story's over. You know, you had nothing to do with it. It was Hashem. Bring the family. It was our Hatzalah. This is the way we're going to survive. Look at my position. You were trying to do terrible things to me, but look what happened instead. You got me to be the second in command. The whole build-up, this whole thing, it took months. This whole build-up with all the drama was there to make one point. He makes the point, and seconds later, the whole tone changes. Making them feel good. Now the whole thing is a very important lesson in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro to begin with. Now when someone's wrong, kill them. You want to prove them wrong, rub it in. to the very end. In order to really prove his point, he had to go and let this whole story play itself out. Now, the whole plot, accusations, and take Shimon and ask for Binyamin, put the money back and scare them, and then hide the cup. That was all necessary to get them to understand. Works it out. He made his point. You made your point. You don't have to make them feel bad after that. They got the message. So first, in Hilchas Bein Adam L'Chaveru, this is straightforward. The Ramban in one pshat and the Rambam L'Halacha understand that there's the Yisr L'Sisna Sachicha B'Vavecha, which is followed in the Pasuk by Ocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. And they learn that although Chazal take the mitzvah of Ocheach Tochiach as a mitzvah to go and give tochacha, a mitzvah to go and give rebuke when someone has done an avera, but that's really out of context. It's a limud, it's a drasha, and that's the halacha. But the simple reading of the pasuk, and we even paskin like it, is lo sisne sachicha bilvavecha. You don't walk around with hatred towards your friend. Ocheach tochiach samisecha. Discuss it with him. And do it in a way that he's not hurt. You don't hate. You bring it to his attention. You discuss it with him in a way that is as painless as possible. And that's the end of it. And then, still no hatred. An Isser of Nakama, an Isser of Natira, bearing a grudge. Make your point, and that's it. Certainly not discussing with it. To not discuss the point with it and just bear a grudge, there's nothing to talk about. The right thing to do, you feel you've been wrong, you go discuss it. In a way that you're not going to intimidate the person, in a way that he's not going to get all defensive, in a way that he'll be open and understanding and honest. He'll either explain himself, he may apologize. And then he's your friend. So Yosef, he had to do all this to get them to understand he was right. They got it. He made his point. From that point on, it is his responsibility to rebuild them. In all of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, one very important mitzvah that we keep in mind is that of a halachta bedracha, of an understanding that the source of all chesed, the source of the whole concept of helping others, is Hashem Himself. And that we have to appreciate in the way we deal with others the way Hashem deals with us. A very important part of that is to make sure that we have a proper understanding of the way Hashem treats us. People who walk around thinking that Hashem is tough, callous, have a very hard time being nice to others. People that feel the warmth from heaven have a much easier time being understanding and forgiving. Being willing to bend when necessary, not being rigid. Life is not easy. But we understand that the reason life isn't easy is because we're here to earn, we're here to grow. And Hashem gives us challenges. But He not only gives us challenges, Hashem also gives tochacha. Hashem here and there gives us our moment of truth where we don't know where to hide. He gives us that clarity. Has events show us that our mindset was totally off. Whether it's our sense of direction, whether it's the way we evaluated ourselves, sometimes He gives us this moment of clarity and it's very painful. And He puts us through difficulties and we realize we've made big mistakes. He's allowed us to get ourselves into big trouble. Or He just hits us with situations that are so difficult. And we realize, if I cannot carry this, there must be something wrong with the way my mind is working. It is so important that we recognize that Hashem is always there to pick up the pieces. Certainly, if this is what's required of us, that's the way Hashem works. It is so important for us to recognize that in the way Hashem deals with us. How we begin the nechama over Churban Beis Hamikdash Tisha B'Av afternoon. How nearly every perek in Tehillim, as desperate as it sounds, ends with a pasuk or two of bitachon. An understanding that ultimately Hashem delivers, and He's there and He lets you know it. And if you look to your life with every difficulty, Hashem makes sure to radiate warmth and give us what's necessary to pick up the pieces. In the Sefer HaYosher, whose author we're not quite sure, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam or someone else, I'm talking about the Musar Sefer called Sefer HaYosher, he makes a whole thing about the different kinds of days we have. The fact that there are difficult days. He talks about the Nisoyin and what he calls the Yemei Sina, the days where we feel hated, the days that we feel distant from Hashem, the days that every bit of growth in Ruchnius seems to be such a struggle. Where being able to focus is so difficult, where everything is a Nisoyin. So he talks about how on those days, the key is survival. The key is nothing other than survival. Remember, tomorrow's another day. It doesn't stay like this forever. You don't go making life decisions on the basis of a bad day. You don't start evaluating yourself on the basis of a bad day. Face it, call it a bad day and understand that's what bad days are like. Why are they there? That's the Nisayan. But ultimately, you know they don't last long. Unless you take them a little too seriously and allow yourself to think, this is real. The self-image that I'm perceiving today, that's the real one. I'm in dreamland when I think I'm really better. This is the real thing. This is not the real thing. Hashem has to show us things here and there. But he's always there to pick up the pieces. And you have to allow him to, and not fight it. In our Ben Adam Lamakom, we have to appreciate that. And only then, in our Ben Adam Lachavero, can we live this way. The idea that there's purpose, the message was given over, the Nisoyin perhaps was given, but Hashem loves us. And we're better than we think. Now it's time to get up. And start again and not worry. The brothers walked away from this experience. They learned their lesson. So what are they? Broken people? Immediately they go home. And there's the excitement. They're bringing Yaakov Avinu and they're bringing everything. They're breaking the news to Yaakov Avinu. There's an excitement. It's so funny when you read the second half of the whole story. Everything past the point of Ani Yosef. You're reading a whole different story. Now it's exciting. They're the brothers of Yosef. They're the brothers of the second in command. So here, they got their message. And where are they? They're broken. They're depressed. They're dysfunctional. They're excited. I learned my lesson. I'll do better. That's great. It's exciting. What do you do when you realize you were wrong? What's the conclusion? The natural conclusion, that the what seems to be the tendency. I was wrong, therefore I can't trust my judgment, therefore I can't do anything right, I'm not so capable, and everyone knows it. Now that's the natural conclusion. That's wrong. The next step after I made a mistake is I am now wiser. I now know what I didn't know for so long. I am now a better person. There should be an excitement. Hashem set me straight. Wow! Now it's time to go with it. Go further. This is the way Hashem wants it to work. This is the kind of hanhaga. This is the way He gives us the messages and really does it for the sake of building us rather than breaking us. Hashem's tochacha builds. Nisoyin builds. Yisurim build. Bad days, build. Chaim Shmulevitz used to talk about the idea of Bein Hazmanim. He gave the shmooze at least once a year around Bein Hazmanim time. At least once a year. One year he gave it after Hanukkah. We got the message. We understood that he saw the way we treated Hanukkah as something of a Bein Hazmanim. It wasn't a day off, or two, or a weekend. There were no days off in the near. Bein Hazmanim was Bein Hazmanim, and Hanukkah wasn't one of them. But you know what it's like? The kollel, they went home. They either forgot to come back, it was sort of understood they wouldn't come back. If the kollel isn't there, so the bachurim, even though they just live upstairs and they lit out the door, I mean, what did it take to come back to the Beis Medrash? So one year after Hanukkah, he gave the Bein Hazmanim shmooze. And he used the pasuk from Eov, Al tismechi o yavti li, ki nafalti kamti, ki nafalti kamti. He's telling his enemy, don't rejoice. I fell, but I'll get up. And Chazal say, il moli nafalti lo kamti. Had I not fallen, I would never have gotten up. So he would start by asking, why on earth do Bnei Torah have Bein Hazmanim? We should be learning and growing every second of every day. Why? Why is there a Bein Hazmanim? And he said, because otherwise we'd have nothing to pick ourselves up from. We would never have the opportunity to go have to fight to get up again. And that's so necessary and so energizing. And the same goes for every period of difficulty. On every level, there's that moment of weakness. And that's piercing. And you find out a lot about yourself that you didn't want to know. You got the message? Now we switch. The next step is excitement, a new beginning. New energy. This is the way Hashem wants us to take it. And this is the way Hashem wants us to deal with others. When you give tochacha, whether it's personal, whether it's religious, when you give tochacha, the purpose is to energize, to make people greater, not to break them. Hashem doesn't break human beings, and we are not to break one another. And above all, we are not allowed to break ourselves thinking that that's what Hashem wants. Tochacha is to make people wiser and greater. Days of weakness give us opportunities to be bigger, stronger, more energized, and more refreshed. In the summer, there are two Bein Hazmanims. One in the spring, one in the summer. Winter. We go straight. And there's a danger. Danger is that there's no opportunity to fall, and therefore no opportunity to stand up. But it's not so. We learn to burn out without Ben Azmanim. It is so important, right in the middle, to catch ourselves. Take stock of where we've fallen. See where we're de-energized. Learn our lessons. And very quickly, to turn around and start again. Not allow a long zman to be monotonous. You know, in yeshiva there is zmanim. When you're not in yeshiva, there's no zmanim and no ben hazmanim. And growth in ruchnius often becomes this one monotonous, static state of being rather than growth process. And it's so important that we give ourselves that energy. It's so important that we give ourselves life. Especially when things around us would seem to indicate a lull. So I've talked about two topics here, but that are really one. One is our own avoda, and the other one is an appreciation in the way we help others grow. And v'halachta bedrachav, they are one and the same. You got to beat somebody, get to the point, and then immediately make sure that it is turned into chizuk. If Hashem builds, that means that our first responsibility to others is to build them, not break them. To help build the people around us. So you'll ask, are you everybody's mechanech? You're supposed to build them? Yes. An educator has to put certain values into people. A friend has to build people by giving them the support. But sometimes they don't know how to be friends. When we give them tochacha, we're teaching them how to be a friend. But that's all part of the process of building them. To one another, we have to give and give and give and give support. And occasionally teach a lesson. And then come back and support further. And appreciate that that's what Hashem is doing for us. And make sure that we're getting that message. And get up and be energized by every mistake Hashem has brought to our attention. Get up from every difficulty. Be strong, wiser, and more energized than ever before. Ani Yosef. And then, excitement. It's frightening. I've made mistakes. Time for a new excitement. I'm wiser, I'm greater. I'm more aware and therefore more alive. And there's so much that I can do today that I couldn't do yesterday. Because I now know I made a mistake. I'm so much better than before I knew I was wrong. I'm so much wiser. That's what Hashem is like. That's what we got to be like.